AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It's kind of like a tailgate party without the party. That's how one stranded motorist described the mess on a roadway in northern Los Angeles County after flash flooding, mudslides, and debris stranded cars and motorists. Mike Martinez got stuck on another roadway, Interstate 5, north of Los Angeles.
We just started sliding. Boulders started coming, so it was just quick. It just happened quick. So it was scary.
Emergency crews have been shoveling mud off that part of Interstate 5, but they're not sure yet when the highway there will reopen. We know more now about the moments leading up to a deadly U.S. airstrike on a hospital in Afghanistan. We're told U.S. military analysts believe the hospital was being used as a Taliban command and control center. We don't know if military commanders who ordered the strike knew it was a hospital. Our Ken Delanian reports from Washington on the military's changing story about what happened.
Initially, they said this was U.S. troops called in an airstrike against the Taliban, and we accidentally killed some civilians. Then it emerged that it was 22 people, it was a hospital. Then the story became, well, it was actually the Afghans who were under fire, and they called in the airstrike. Then a few days later, the top general in Afghanistan was testifying before Congress, and he acknowledged, no, this was a U.S.-led airstrike. It was our chain of command, and it was just a tragic mistake, but he hasn't explained how the mistake was made.
The Pentagon's promising a full investigation. Turkey says it shot down a drone that violated its airspace at the border with Syria this morning, though it doesn't know which country that drone belonged to. Turkey's complained in the past about Russian warplanes violating its airspace. Is it a hint? A close advisor to Vice President Biden has sent a letter to former Biden staffers laying out Biden's strategy to win the White House if he runs. This is AP Radio News. Former Florida governor and Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush is defending himself against those who are pointing to his low poll numbers in the race.
We're just starting. The important race is Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada. Then you go into the Super Tuesday states, and we're building an organization in all those places.
He was on CBS this morning saying he doesn't know if his brother, former President George W. Bush, will join him on the campaign trail in the future. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump collected almost $4 million campaign dollars in 3 months. Most of those contributions, low-dollar contributions. This comes to us from documents filed with federal regulators yesterday. Donald Trump often says he's funding his own campaign, but over the summer he added a donation page to his website. He's also encouraging people to buy his campaign merchandise online. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.